You have been blessed by the ministry of Apostle Solomon Buckley and Fresh Wind International. Please consider supporting us by going to Cash App, $Prophet Solomon B. Again, that is $Prophet Solomon B. Also, if you would like to have a testimony, you could send us an email at freshwindinternational@gmail.com. If you would like to schedule for a personal prophetic ministry and prayer, you can also email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. God bless you.
Lobrikabada setelimon brabatia navakuriba tadabatia koto rebedia navakoto neveketele de mondorobo shamba kambo rebetia. Thus saith the Lord thy God, I am here by my spirit, for it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. For this is a time of expansion, says the Lord. For even as I went away, I am coming again. For this is a time of expansion. I need you to be busy about my Father's business. I need you to be busy for me, says the Lord. For I am coming back, and I am coming back quickly, says the Lord thy God. Is there another message from the Lord?
You know my power. You know my glory.
Yeah.
You know my words. Go forth. Be bold. Be courageous. And go forward in my might, says God.
Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for the prophetic words that have gone forth. Lord, we thank you that we did not move by emotion, but brothers and sisters, we move by faith. Lord, we thank you for the faith that's in this room, that's being stirred up in this room. So, Lord Jesus, I thank you for those that have come today to receive from you, to receive from you, to receive the healing and the deliverance that they need, to receive the restoration that they need. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Call after that. And how many felt comfortable with how we managed the altars last week, where you come down to the front and sit on the front row in one prayer? How many were comfortable with that? We will do that again this week as well. So we're talking about today who we are in Christ. You want to know who you are? How many want to know who you are in Christ Jesus? And so if you are saved, this will be an added bonus to put in your tool belt. For those of you that don't know the Lord, this is going to encourage you to get on the Lord's side so you can know all the benefits there is of who you are in Christ Jesus. Right. Amen. So today, Father God, we just come to you. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for the moving of your spirit today. We thank you for the prophetic flow that went forth, the songs from our brother and our sister there that just blessed us today, that blessed us. God, I thank you that God, you're doing something new on the inside of each one of us. And Father, I just thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, for that. I thank you that we're walking in the fruit of the Spirit, and we're walking in the gifts of the Spirit, and we're walking in your power. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're going to talk about who we are in Christ today. And the first point is you are God's possession. Possession. And that's coming from Genesis chapter. Those of you that don't have a Bible, take down these scriptures. And when you get a chance, go and read these scriptures. Amen. Amen. Because I believe in giving out scriptures, and I'm going to give out a lot of them today. And so Genesis chapter 17 and verse 8, and I'm reading out of King James Version. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. I will give unto thee. And so you've been called as sons and daughters of the Most High, those that know the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been called and given keys, access points, amen. You've been given possession. You are God's possession. You've been bought with a price, amen. And so you were supposed to glorify God in that. You are a precious possession in the hand of the Lord. Amen. So we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians. I told you we got a lot of scriptures today. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20. We're talking about I am God's possession. We've been made for such a time as this. And a couple weeks ago I talked about that you've been made in the likeness and the image. How many remember that? We talked about the Genesis chapter 1. We've been made in the image of God.
That's right.
How many know that? You've been made in the image and the likeness of God. So don't let nobody tell you that you haven't been. Don't allow the humanistic mindset to come in and try to tell you who you are. For you already know who you are. Amen. So 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price. You've been bought with a price, beloved. Therefore, glorify God in your what? In your body. That means your body don't belong to you. All those folks hollering, my body, my body. If they understand who they are in Christ, then they understand that their body don't belong to them.
That's right.
That's the whole thing.
That's it.
You are God's possession. Be careful what you put in your body.
Amen.
Be careful what you allow in your spirit. Come on. Be careful what you allow in your ears.
Yeah.
That's why you can't watch everything, saints. You'll get your spirit all messed up and tainted up. You've been bought with a price. Because you've been bought with a price, we don't go everywhere. We don't do everything. Amen. We live our lives. Bible talks about living in a word. I'm going to give you a big word today. Have you ever heard the word of sanctification? That's talking about set apart for the master's use. Set apart for the master's use. Sanctification ain't how long your dress is. Sanctification ain't wearing white every Sunday. Sanctification is not wearing a dolly. All that don't have nothing to do with the sanctified life. What the sanctified life is, a holy life that's set apart for the Lord's use. When my auntie was coming up, I can share this today. When my auntie was coming up, she grew up, and my mother grew up in the sanctified church, the Pentecostal church, where you could not wear certain things. Am I right, auntie? You could not wear certain things. Your dress had to be a certain length, or they sent you back home. You could not wear earrings. The women could not wear earrings in some of the Pentecostal churches. My mother would rebel because they taught them that they could not wear makeup and all those different things. Sister Miriam, know what I'm talking about. Some of the groups, you couldn't wear open-toed shoes. You couldn't wear open-toed shoes. You know, in order to be holy, you couldn't go to the baseball game. You couldn't go to the football game. You had to wear dresses in the wintertime and the snow outside and walk in to school, and they would have to put pants underneath their dresses, but they had to take them pants off as soon as they got to school. Could not go to the movies, could not go here, could not, that's not sanctification. That's not sanctification. Sanctification don't have nothing to do with that. It's called behavior modification. And there's a difference between behavior modification and the sanctified life. Amen? So you have been bought with a price. You know, Brother Eddie, we all remember, you know, being a part of a certain ministry way, 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 way. 30-something years ago, Brother Eddie and I came out of a certain ministry together 30-something years ago where you had to wear a doll. The women had to wear a dolly on their head. And, you know, and they actually thought that, you know, that was a part of living a sanctified life and being a precious possession unto the Lord. And then when we learned better, we began to do better. So you are a precious possession in the hand of the Lord. Praise God. So you've been bought with a price. So you got to glorify God in your body. You're not your own. We sing a song of, I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. And then there's a part of that song that says, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. You are a precious possession in the hand of the Lord. So your life ain't your own. And there's so many people walking around the face of the earth that think that their life is their own. And so they live, like they say on the street, I'm living my best life. They're trying to live their best life. And then they lose their life. Why do they lose their life? You know why? Because they don't have Jesus. And today I want to give you Jesus. That's why we're here, beloved, to give you Jesus. We're not here to entertain you. We're here to give you Jesus. That's the reason I come. After I get out of my home church, I come here because I want to give you Jesus. You know, I could take 1,000 speaking engagements, but I love coming down smack dab to where God needs me in his army to preach to people the truth. And I don't care how mad you get at me, because I'm going to love you anyway. And I want you to know that you are God's possession. And if you don't have a relationship with him today, I want to encourage you to get a relationship with Jesus Christ, to get to know him as the Savior, and to get to know him as the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Get to know him as the healer. Get to know him as the deliverer. Get to know him as the royal priesthood. Whose royalty that's leading a royal priesthood and a holy nation. That's why we're here. So the second point is, I am God's child. I'm not allowing the enemy to cut me this week. I preached for 20 minutes last week, and I went back through the recording. I said, I preached that short. And God spoke to me. He said, you allowed the atmosphere to keep you from preaching, thus saith the Lord. That's why I had to stop. Because I allowed the atmosphere. I allowed the atmosphere, but I'm not allowing the atmosphere to chart me today. So John chapter 1, I am God's child. John chapter 1, verse 12. And it says, but as many as received him, to them, John talked about that earlier before the service got out. He gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to believe on his name. It's a principle. Praise God. To become a child of God, one must receive Christ. One must believe. When we talk about sons of God, we're talking about that people have the power to become the adopted children of God only if they believe in the name of Christ. When they receive him, they are born again and become God's children. How many want to become one of God's child today? How many, let me do this first. How many have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior first? Okay, all right. There may be some today that when we open up the altars, you may say, okay, I'm not God's child today, and I need to get to know him so that I can be a son and daughter of God. So I want you to remember that. Keep that. Get you a little post-it note in the spirit and write that down. I need this. I need to be healed today. I need to be delivered today. I need to be saved today. I need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost today. Get you a little post-it note and just write it on down and say, this is, today is my day to make a decision. You know, time is not forever, but there's a time and place for all things. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be upfront with you. There's a time that you have been born, but there's also a time that you're going to die. Get to know the Lord now. Get a relationship with him right now. We used to sing a song, and I know Sister Spearman remembers about the Great Harvest Field. It was written by this ministry. And it was saying, don't wait until it's too late. Win precious souls today. So it's time for you to make a decision. So next scripture, workmanship. We're going to Ephesians 2 and 10. Now, Sister Yvonne Henderson remembers this because we used to sing a song back in the day about we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do his good work. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Was we created by a tree, y'all? Hello, am I still here? And were we created by a tree? Who was we created by? Christ Jesus. Okay, that's what the words say. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Praise God. Praise God. So we've been created for such a time as this. Isn't that powerful? We've been created for such a time as this. We've been created as sons and daughters of the Most High God. We've been created to bear forth fruit. We've been created to be his workmanship in the earth. That means you ain't got time to sit. You ain't got time to sit on the sidelines. You don't have time to waste time. We have work to do. Amen. We have nations that need to hear the word of God. We have people that need to hear God's word that are in unreached countries. You know, there are churches to be planted teaching the truth of God's word. Teaching the truth of God's word. Allowing people to see the authentic, the realness. The message came forth this morning at my church that I pastor, and the message was basically, watch your step, watch where you're going, watch what you're doing, watch what you're saying, because the Lord is coming, and he's coming for a church without a spot or wrinkle. This morning, God just began to say, watch, be watchful, prepare, watch your mouth. Watch the things that come out of your mouth. Watch what comes into your spirit. Watch who you allow into your spirit. If you called to be a workman, created in Christ Jesus, your talk got to be different. The world culture shouldn't be riding the kingdom culture that the king has set. Amen. Any country that you go to, they have a government. And our government is based on what the Bible, thank you. Thank you, Elder. Our constitution is what the word of God says. Our constitution is not what this culture of this kingdom of the United States of America says. Amen. So we've been created to do his work. Next scripture. Let's go to James chapter 2. I told you guys I got a lot of scriptures today. Because the only thing that's going to set you free is the truth. The truth of God's word. Amen. There's a lot of churches with a lot of entertainment. And a lot of folks jumping and hollering and skating and running and falling all out. And doing cartwheels and doing everything. And the word is not being taught. Amen. They got everything going on except the word of God. And the word of God is what's going to keep y'all. The word of God is going to sustain you. Amen. So, James chapter 2 and verse 23. Talk about, I am God's friend. And the scripture, James chapter 2 and 23, and the scriptures were fulfilled, which said Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called a friend, the friend of God. He was called the friend of God. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know what you've been made for? Next point, I am God's temple. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. I am God's temple. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God.
All right.
I'm going to read that again. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God. Can't put everything in your temple and think that it's going to function right. Amen. That's why the Bible gives us certain things to tell us. There are certain things that shouldn't be named among the believer. Talks about the work of the flesh. Am I right, Elder Eddie? The works of the flesh. There are the fruit of the spirit, and then there's the works of the flesh. Read Galatians. Spend some time in Galatians. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God, the Ruah of God, dwells within you.
All right.
Dwelleth in you. So if you are the temple of God and a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, we are not to participate in the works of the flesh. Amen. We are not to participate in the works of the flesh. Now you're saying, what in the world is the works of the flesh? Well, if you read Galatians, it talks about the works of the flesh. And also it talks about the work of the fruit of the spirit. Amen. So anyway, we are not to participate in certain things. Certain things should not be named among God's people. Amen. Amen. And our brother last week, he testified. He said, I got to get to the fire. Because he said, I don't want the enemy to get a loophole and try to pull me back into the bondage that I once was in. God is calling us to him. Not to run away from him. He's calling us to him. The prophetic word that came forth from Sister Spearman was, come all ye who are heavy laden. The Lord's going to give us rest. That's the prophetic word of the Lord. So God is trying to, he's saying, ding, 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 ding. Beloved, I'm trying to get your attention. I'm trying to get your attention. For you are God's temple. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6 and 16. We're going to hear the word today. 1 Corinthians 6 and 16. What know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot? Is one body.
All right.
For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. That's deep, isn't it? I'm going to read that again. Verse 15. I'm going to start at 15. Know ye not that your bodies are members of Christ? Did I not just tell you that your body don't belong to you? So that whole movement that's standing up talking about my body is about me. That's an antichrist spirit that's in operation. That ain't even the spirit of Christ. That ain't even the spirit of Christ. See what God's word said? Don't allow the enemy to tangle you up with the affairs of this world. Because if you do, you'll start believing that way. You'll start believing that way. When you start hanging around people that don't believe the truth of God's word, and you start hanging around, and what happens? What happens? You bake a whole entire cake. How many like cake? You bake a whole entire pie, and next thing you know, you don't know how the ingredients got in there at all. You don't know what happened, but what you do know is that a whole thing has been produced. Has been produced. Don't allow the enemy to come in and give you a different mindset other than what the king has said. You see this about the harlot? Know ye not that your bodies are members of Christ? So I then take the members of Christ. Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? God forbid. What know ye not that which he is joined to a harlot is one body? Isn't that deep? Isn't that deep? How many have married a harlot, which is a demonic spirit? Am I right, Sister Spearman? A demonic spirit. That's the demonic. That's the enemy. A harlot, that's the enemy.
That's it.
How many have joined alliance with the enemy? And don't even know it. Don't even know it. They sit in churches week after week and don't even know that they signed an agreement with the enemy. And they're shouting, bucking, hollering, screaming, and they think they delivered and they're not. They don't even know who they are because nobody has taught them the truth of God's word. Let's go to the next verse. I am God's vessel. Okay. The Holy Spirit just dropped this in my spirit. When God brings breakthrough into your life, and I'm speaking this to some of you. When God releases breakthrough into your life, don't you dare turn back. God bless some of you. God's going to bless you with jobs. Use the money that God give you in the right way. Don't get entangled up with folks with unholy alliances. Use that money that God is giving you, tithe, give offering, you know, to the local church that God sends you to. But don't get entangled back in the yoke of bondage. That's what the Holy Spirit just dropped in my spirit. But also another thing. Take care of your temple. Take care of your temple by reading the word, eating correctly, exercising, keeping toxic stuff out of your environment. Amen. We all know what is toxic, because the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you what is toxic, what to get rid of, what to keep, what to get rid of. But I want to say this to you, because some of you, God is raising you up, and you're going to look back at this day. You were sitting in this church on a hot day on the 4th of July weekend, and you're going to remember, and you're going to say, you know what? That preacher told me that God was going to do something new in my life, and that God was going to clean me up, deliver me, heal me, and restore me. And you're going to see the hand of the Lord on your life. You're going to look back on this day, and you're going to see the hand of the Lord. You're going to see how God has brought you out of some major things. Okay? I told you I'm going to preach this thing today, because you guys need to know. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. I am God's vessel. We're not going to leave this place the same way we came in here. Second Timothy 2:2. And the things that thou hast heard, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. If we are God's vessel, the things that we have heard of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are to teach them to others. We're not saved to hold on to this information to ourselves. What's been revealed to us, we are to release it to others. We are His workmanship.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. We've been bought with a price, like I said. We're going to glorify God in that way. Okay. Next thing, that means training is very important. If you're going to carry what God has in this season, we say we're in the last day. God's going to pour out His Spirit on all flesh, which that is true. We are in the last days. God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh. And if we're going to carry these things, that means that we're going to have to study the Word of God. Learn the truth of God's holy word. And I want to encourage y'all to get in God's word. Get in God's word. Don't just come to the services, but get in the word during the week. Come to the services full of the word. Amen. That's what I want to encourage you to do. Come to the services full of the word. Because what you have in you, that's what you can give to others. Next scripture, I am God's co-laborer. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 18. Be a lover of God's word. That's what I want to impart to you, share it with you today. If I was the Apostle Paul, that's what Apostle Paul would tell us today. To love God's word, to love the word, to love the fellowship. How many are fellowshipping with for the wrong reason? Because everything you hear from now on, God's going to hold you accountable for it. Everything that's being taught to you right now, you're going to be held accountable for it. It's not going to be on me. It's not going to be on Brother Eddie, because Brother Eddie was up here singing the word to you. You don't have no excuse. The sister
The sister right there, she got up and she prayed. So if you saying I don't know how to pray, you just learned how to pray. Sister Spearman just moved in the gifts of the Spirit and gave what the Holy Spirit was saying from the throne room of God into the earth realm. So you don't have no excuse. Then the Lord's going to say to you, at the judgment seat, he's going to say, hey, the preacher preached to you, but were you listening? Were you taking heed to what God was saying through the word of God? Amen. So we're going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. We're talking about, for we are co-laborers. For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. And the laborer is worthy of his reward. You are God's co-laborer in the earth realm. Hallelujah. You have been called to develop fruit in the army of the Lord. But how you going to be able to develop that fruit? You got to be teachable. Amen. You got to be teachable. You got to say, God, I'm willing to be teachable. I'm willing to be disciplined. You know, I remember when Brother and Sister Galloway, back in the day, over 20-something years ago, when I came back to Kansas City, and I heard them teaching the truth of God's word on the radio. I'll never forget making that phone call. 816-737 was the phone number, Sister Spearman. And I'll never forget making that phone call, because I knew that Brother and Sister Galloway had something that I needed. And I was going to the Pentecostal church, but all they wanted to do is, so Spearman know what I'm talking about, all they wanted to do was do a little a dance and fall out. And I said, God, I know it's more to you than just that. All we did was, so say yes, yes, Lord. So say yes, yes, Lord. I'm not diminishing saying yes to the Lord, but I was like, it gotta be more to you than me singing power, Lord, need more power, power, Lord, and dancing in the Spirit. I said, Lord, I need to know how to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it was through their discipleship, they're training me and mentoring me through those tapes. And I came out, Sister Spearman remembers when I came out to one of the conferences, one of the spiritual gift conferences, long time ago. And that was a place for me to learn the right way how to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because the Pentecostal churches that I was part of, they felt like you had to feel something. And I said, Lord, I want to know the truth of your word. So I need to get around the laborers that are teaching the truth of your word. So being a co-laborer, I want to encourage you, even with a co-laborer that is laboring in the field, like Brother Galloway and Sister Galloway, we are to appreciate them and the contributions that they have brought to the body of Christ. Because what you guys don't know is that there are people all over this country that have been blessed by Great Harvest Ministries. There used to be people that would come from all over the country just for the spiritual gifts conferences. So just because, you know, we're small in number, the impact that Brother and Sister Galloway have made, Pastors Galloway's have made, have been an impact that have gone all over this country. But it would not have been if they had not said yes to the Lord. They have had to give up things in order for the truth of God's word to be to go throughout Kansas City. Not only that, but throughout this country. Amen. I remember the books. I remember the tapes. I remember all the things that they would do just to make sure people were equipped with God's word. And so God is encouraging us to stand behind Brother and Sister Galloway, to stand behind this ministry. Amen. You may not have a lot, but what you can do is tell somebody else
to come and hear the truth of God's word. Amen. Next scripture is we are God's witnesses. Acts 1:8. Amen. Acts 1:8. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is going to be the last scripture. I done went over my norm. But I told y'all I was going to minister the word, did I not? This is going to be my last scripture. I done went 37 minutes. And that's not my norm. All right. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So as a son and daughter of the Most High God, saved, giving our life to Christ, we've been called to be a witness of him, not of ourselves, not of a church, not of a denomination, not of a movement, but we've been created to be his witnesses.
All right.
Here in Kansas City. Amen. That means that the false religions, we should be beating the false religions doors down. And I'm not saying beat the false religion. What I mean is we should, our zeal for the Lord should be so much that when we go knock on doors, just like a certain religious sect does, two religious sects that I know of, you know what I'm talking about, just like they knock on doors, they ought to be saying, Great Harvest Ministry was just here last week. First Baptist Church was just here last week. First Pentecostal Church was just here last week. Ooh, y'all truly doing what Jesus has said to do. The churches, out of all the churches in Kansas City, if each church took a neighborhood and started being witnesses in Kansas City, from Jerusalem to Kansas City, do you know how many things that we could do in neighborhoods? But God is calling forth his church, not just to go to a park and do a meeting and grill hot dogs and hamburgers, which that is part of outreach, y'all. And hand out water and hand out gift cards and give out money. That's a part of outreach. But if we were doing what Jesus said to do, you know how much power would be in our churches? If the churches, I'm talking about all the churches, I ain't just talking about us here, because we're part of the body of Christ. Amen. Many different names on the door, but we're part of the body of Christ. If the body of Christ would do that, we would experience a move of evangelism in our city like never before. But God is raising y'all up. Those of you that are sitting here in these seats, God is cleaning you up and getting you prepared to win souls. He ain't got me coming down here by accident. He ain't got me coming down here by accident. God calls me to be reunited with Brother and Sister Galloway and Great Harvest Ministry for a reason. And it ain't by accident, because y'all are the ones that God's going to use to win the lost. Some of you got lots of things going on, and God knows it. But God is going to deliver and heal y'all and set y'all free. And y'all going to win y'all's families to the Lord. You're going to win your neighborhood to the Lord. You're going to win. Some of you are going to be sent to other cities. And you're going to win people to the Lord. God ain't got me coming down here by accident. Because God has a plan for each and every one of y'all. And he wants you to yield yourself to him. He wants you to yield yourself to him. So we stopped at being a witness. And next week, we're going to go a little bit further. We're going to go a little bit further and learn some more truths of God's word. How many have been blessed by the truth of God's word today?
Yeah, hallelujah.
I apologize for being a little bit.